Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Redmen TV and your latest edition of Transfer Insight. My name is Dan Clubb, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined by sports journalist for the Japan Times, Dan Orlowitz. Dan, how are you doing? You okay?
I'm good. You know, fellow Dan, it's talking football. It's a good time, good place, and what an occasion. Wow.
I know, yeah, what an occasion indeed. But yeah, obviously I was looking for somebody of expertise in the Japanese footballing world, of course. And when I came across yourself, a fellow Dan, it was a no-brainer, really. It was an absolute tapping for me. I couldn't not send that message. And yeah, of course, what a time. Liverpool, rather shock signing, I think. It's very much on the brink of happening. We're expecting the announcement imminently at time of recording. I don't think we're far away at all. But yeah, Wataru Endo from Stuttgart, of course, Japan captain, Stuttgart captain as well. Let's talk a little bit about him. While we've been talking on Twitter, sort of arranging this, you described him as a natural leader to me. So, yeah, describe him, I suppose, to start off with, as a player and sort of what Liverpool could be getting, because you will have covered him for quite some time, I would imagine, sort of his development from the youth ranks and how he's now become to be the Japanese national captain. So how has that development happened?
Yeah, so he came up at Belmare under Chokwije, who is he was the youth manager at the time, and then became the top team manager, and just had a really good sense of producing youth talent and developing local players, because Shonan are a very small club in terms of resources, in terms of the fan base. One of the J League's older clubs, known, probably best known among European fans for producing Hidetoshi Nakata, one of Japan's greatest players of all time. And so that's sort of the pedigree you're looking at. And he spent several seasons there. He did move to Urawa Reds at the end of 2015. And that was sort of an expected move to a bigger club. Urawa are one of the biggest clubs in Japan. That Mitsubishi money, giant stadium, huge fan base. And from that point, you know, he played there. I've seen him sort of described, a couple fans sort of jokingly described him as, you know, an Urawa legend, but the reality is he played most of his games at Shonan, and Europe was always an inevitability. And he did that through St. Truiden in Belgium, which is a landing pad for Japanese players. They're owned by a Japanese company. And so we've had many Japanese players go through there. Takehiro Tomiyasu, Daichi Kamada, you know, these are players that you're seeing in the Premier League now, that in Serie A coming up this season. So, you know, he was always sort of destined for greatness. But when I talk of him as an absolute leader, I think that the player you have to look at before him is Makoto Hasebe, who was Japan's longtime captain. Played at Wolfsburg, has played at Frankfurt for however many years, and he's in his late 30s and still going. When he retires, I think he's going to take up a coaching position there. And Hasebe was always not necessarily the star of the team, and by the team I mean Japan, but that natural-born leadership, that commanding presence, that sense of control. You know, he is what we describe, that the word that's used to describe players like them are sort of control towers, like in an airport. They're the ones directing traffic. They're the ones setting up everything. They're the ones who are, you know, rallying the team in a sort of emotional sense, but also on the pitch, they're the ones setting the ball where it needs to go. And Endo is much more of a defensive player. He did start his career as a, you know, sort of as a center back. And then around when he went to Europe, around when he became more involved in the national team, he shifted to a more sort of central defending midfielder position. That's where he's played a lot of time over these last few years. So my understanding is that I think Liverpool are in need of reinforcement. There's a few possible places he could slot into. So I'll be really curious to see where he could go. But he's just got this presence. He's unflappable. And I think you look at this Japan team right now, you know, Kaoru Mitoma may get the headlines, especially overseas, but like Endo is one of those gears that keeps the team going. He's the engine. He's at the center of it all. And I think without him, this Japan team would be a lot weaker than it is.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned there sort of the well-trodden path to go to Belgium and then obviously make a step to Germany. Have you seen sort of his performances for the national team? I think he's got 50 caps now, obviously, like I mentioned earlier, he is Japan captain. Have you seen his performances for the national side improve over time, sort of while he's made them moves, he's made them steps in his career? Have you seen the improvement in him?
Yeah, I think that he is, you know, if you look at sort of the setup of the national team and the depth chart, I think that he was sort of a natural to fit into that midfield position. Because again, it just you look at him and it's so much like Hasebe, where he's not the tallest player, but he's so strong on one-on-ones, on duels, on in his positioning, his vision, his ability to force those turnovers and get the ball and then distribute it. And he's just you know, maybe not necessarily a playmaker in the sort of attacking way, but just what he does in midfield is so important. Mm-hmm. And it's especially important for this Japan team because you do need someone who can create those chances in midfield and then get the ball to one of our attackers, which Japan has many attacking midfielders who are all capable of doing things. Obviously, Liverpool fans saw Takumi Minamino for a few seasons. But you know, he's definitely, you know, he's not a star, but like he's a core component. I think anyone who's paying attention to this team understands how important he is and how important he's become. And he's I think 30 this year, but you know, that tends to be in many ways the prime of careers for a lot of Japanese players and the more sort of midfield defensive, you know, backline.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Positions, so yeah.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, I wanted to ask you as well. Obviously, like I say, he is now Japan captain. Was he always a leader in that side? Was it quite a natural appointment, I guess? Was there any sort of complications around it, or was it always likely to be him at one stage? You mentioned some of the star players there, for example, and was Endo always the perfect fit for the role?
So he's taken over the captain. He captained the youth sides at a few tournaments. I believe he was captain at the Rio Olympics in 2016. And Japan has had a long string of captains, or sort of a distinct, it wasn't a question of, you know, the armband moving from game to game or from tournament to tournament. There was Makoto Hasebe, and then there was Mae Yoshida, who has sort of stepped back from the national team picture following Qatar. And I think Endo was always going to be next. I mean, you know, Mae Yoshida, you can't, you know, replace his presence in a way. And Hasebe, I mean, he stepped down from the national team after 2018. And they were always sort of the strong, unflappable veteran presences. And I think that that's a natural path for Wataru at this point. You know, he's just got that, you know, that sense of leadership. And I think that you need someone steady. I think for the captain's role, you don't need a superstar. You know, you need someone who's like, I think it's more important that you have someone who has the respect of his fellow players and the coaches. And I can't think of anyone better with the squad that we have at the moment.
No, absolutely. Yeah, you mentioned the word respect there. But also, Liverpool didn't have a star in their captain. And a good player, Jordan Henderson, very good player. Mm-hmm. But the ultimate professional, as you say, he got the utmost respect from everyone, including the management and the teammates, of course. But I wanted to ask you as well, Dan, he's seen, it appears, like a bit of a fan favourite, a bit of a cult hero at Stuttgart, mm-hmm. certainly. In terms of sort of the Japanese fan base, do they adore him? What's his popularity like over there?
I think he's, again, respected by fans. He certainly has a following, although I don't think that he has as fanatical a following as, say, Minamino, who, because he came up through Seto Osaka, they have a much more, how do I put this? You know, the players, the young players who come up through Seto Osaka are more like pop stars, okay, in a way. Not to dive too deep into sort of Japanese culture and fandom and all that stuff, but you know, you look at players like him and like Shinji Kagawa in the past, who of course played for Manchester United, and those are all Seto players who have that boy idol sense to them. And that's not, you know, I think Endo is more the player that, especially at Shonan, which does have an older fan base, compared to some of the other J-League clubs, I think those fans, they treat him like their son in a way. And he is. He's a local boy, I mean, a Kanagawa local who joined the team at a young age, and he came up, and he may have gone to a couple other clubs, but he's representing Shonan in Europe. And I don't know if they'll be getting a solidarity payment through this deal, but I mean, that would be a big benefit to the club. And it is a point of pride that Shonan Bellmare, a club that doesn't have the resources of Urawa, of Kawasaki, of Yokohama, of Nagoya Grampus, that they can still produce players who are capable of now going on to Europe and succeeding there and joining Liverpool potentially, maybe even in the next few hours. Yeah. So I think that this will be seen as a big accomplishment for Japanese football in a summer of them. We've had something like 15 Japanese players go from the J-League to European clubs this summer. And, you know, but this will be probably the biggest move of them all. I mean, Europe to Europe, but still, yeah. This is big news for the Japanese football scene.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.